From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The Pentagon has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42 people. Doctors Without Borders called the attack relentless and brutal. The airstrike occurred during an intense battle in Kunduz after Taliban militants had seized the northern city. A military report determined that U.S. forces involved in the airstrike mistook the hospital for another compound that was serving as a Taliban headquarters. Officials have said the accident was caused by human error and that many chances to avert the incident were missed. Pyongyang has sentenced a Korean-American man to 10 years of hard labor for subversion. A North Korean court handed down the sentence Friday to naturalized U.S. citizen Kim Dong-chul. Kim confessed last month to attempting to steal North Korean military secrets and asked for mercy when he was paraded in front of the media in Pyongyang in March. He confessed a week after North Korea sentenced Ardo Warmbier, an American student, to 15 years of hard labor for stealing a propaganda banner. Both Kim and Warmbier confessed to their charges, but observers say both confessions were likely coerced. Authorities in Almaty, Kazakhstan, on Friday shut down a news conference and arrested activists who were discussing plans for protests against land reforms. Although public protests are rare in Kazakhstan, hundreds have rallied in several cities out of fear that land reforms could allow foreigners to take over farmland, especially after the government announced several agreements with neighboring China on agricultural projects. This is VOA News. Airstrikes continued Friday in Aleppo, Syria, where a medical clinic was hit one day after a strike destroyed a hospital, officials say. State media reports that rebels have shelled an Aleppo mosque, killing at least 15 and wounding 30. Friday prayers were suspended at city mosques in rebel-held neighborhoods in fear of more violence. At least 200 civilians died in Aleppo this week as rebels hit government-controlled neighborhoods with rocket and artillery fire, and the regime continued air raids on rebel areas. UN Rights Chief Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein said in a statement Friday that the renewed violence in Syria this week showed a monstrous disregard for civilian lives by all parties to the conflict. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on Russia, Assad's top ally, to use its influence to get him to stop the attacks. For more, VOA's Laritza Hoke reports.
The United States urged Russia to use its influence to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks, but U.S. Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, said Moscow is using Syria to test its modernizing military.
Despite Putin's pledged withdrawal from Syria, Assad's forces, backed by Russia, now appear poised to retake Aleppo. Meanwhile, advanced Russian military capabilities remain in Syria, enhancing Putin's ability to project power beyond the region.
Russia denies involvement in the Aleppo hospital bombing and claims a plane from an international coalition dropped the bombs. The coalition air raids are targeting Islamic State terrorists who have used the war to capture a swath of Syrian territory as they strive to create an Islamic State. Laritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
A judge in South Africa said on Friday that a 2009 court decision to drop nearly 800 corruption charges against President Jacob Zuma was irrational and called for the case to be re-examined. The court initially made the decision to drop the charges, saying the charges may have been politically motivated, thus allowing him to run for president. This recent court decision Friday is likely to increase calls for Zuma's resignation. And Britain's foreign secretary met with Cuban officials Thursday to discuss trade and tourism ties with the communist country, marking the first visit of its kind since 1959. Upon landing in Cuba late Thursday, Philip Hammond said Britain is ready to strengthen its ties with Cuba and signed several cooperation agreements on energy, education, and financial services. Hammond said he wanted enhanced bilateral cooperation underpinned by increased trade. Hammond is scheduled to participate in several high-level meetings while in Cuba. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.